This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Public Schools have scheduled meetings to address concerns about four schools closing and the rezoning of students. The first meeting, March 20th at Dozier Elementary. Alabama Democratic Conference head Joe Reed said in a letter that Acting Superintendent Ed Richardson wants to resegregate Montgomery schools. Reed said some concerned citizens and some MPS board members have vowed to take back the MPS, and that Richardson is pro-charter schools and is against the MPS, where most of the students are black. Montgomery Crime Mapping reported a light day crime-wise in Montgomery Monday, a burglary in the 2400 block of Laura Wetumpka Road, one case of fraud on Felder Avenue, and a theft from a business in the 1000 block of West South Boulevard. And Bloomberg's is reporting Winn-Dixie's parent company Bilo is preparing to file bankruptcy as soon as next month. No word at this time from Winn-Dixie on what stores might be affected. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new items coming in the store, and one of the hottest items are the Corksicle drink glasses. We have the wine tumblers. We have just the regular 16-ounce drink tumblers. We have the thermoses. They're like pastel colors, real pretty. Perfect gift for somebody, or perfect just to hang out by the pool or at the lake. And if that's not your thing, we've got great-looking new jewelry that's coming in, and purses, springtime, summertime purses coming in every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got cover-ups. We've got all kinds of great, great items at Tucker Pecan. Tea towels for the lake, pillows for the lake. And you know what? If that's not your thing, Bubba, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Made fresh daily. Come by Tucker Pecan, and we can hook you up with some good chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, praline, you name it, we've got it at Tucker Pecan.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of
peaches. Jack Campbell, I've got good news.
Moving to the country.
What would that be, Baron?
Alabama is on pace for a wonderful peach crop this year.
Do you know how I know this, Jack Campbell? I have something
you
of
ran into a woman from Clanton.
That is not true. That is absolutely not true. I know this because I know how the peach works. I know how the peach tree works. And the peach tree requires a set number of hours below freezing.
We had plenty of that.
And we had plenty of that. And peaches grow best in drought conditions. And Alabama currently
is experiencing drought conditions, and the trees are in bloom. You know how I know they're in bloom, Campbell? I had a thin layer of yellow dust on my car yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That is Alabama for welcome. Spring is upon us. So spring has sprung. We had a nice frozen winter with many, many hours. I think they have to have like 48 or 72 hours total below freezing. We had way more than that.
Yeah, we did.
Some winters, we don't, like last year, we didn't get hardly any hours below freezing. A few hours here and there. But not the required amount, and the peach crop suffered. And we got too much rain. But the peach trees are blooming, and we had plenty of hours below freezing. I think we probably had more than 100 hours below freezing. I'd have to ask Rich Thomas. And we have drought conditions. So this is going to be a phenomenal crop for peaches this year. That is why I played the song Peaches. It has nothing to do with the fact that Jay Scott mentioned the song Peaches as he was leaving the studio.
Yes.
And I thought, that is exactly what we need to open to. One of those two things happened. I'll leave it up to the imagination to figure out which. Welcome into News and Views, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, the inimitable Jack Campbell. Oh, Jack! Your Jack Campbell for Mayor t-shirts came in yesterday. We can start giving them away to callers who bring particular thunder to the radio airwaves.
Really?
Yeah, not just if they ask for a t-shirt. They don't even have to ask for a t-shirt. If their call is dynamite, if they can make their point in mere moments, and it is just a dynamite point, we'll give them a t-shirt. We have sizes from medium to double X. We'll probably give about 5 shirts away total in the next week or two to particularly good callers. Now, don't bring your substandard game and expect a t-shirt. It's not going to happen. Don't bring your substandard game and expect a t-shirt. You bring a dynamite call. I mean, a call that rings the bell. And we'll get you a t-shirt.
I saw a man at 4 Healthy Pets yesterday.
And who? Just any man in particular?
Well, he said, "I hope you run for mayor."
Did he really?
Yeah.
He just overheard your voice?
Yeah.
And he recognized it instantly, and he's a fan.
Well, I didn't go that far.
Well,
I didn't say he was a fan. He just said, "I ought to run for mayor." Maybe that's because that he knows that'll knock me off the radio.
Oh,
see?
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Right, he may hate me.
Well, we can keep you on the radio. We just won't mention the mayor's race. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Does it work that way? I don't know if it works that way. We'll have to check with the FCC lawyers up here. Oh, that's me. No, it doesn't work that way, Campbell. You have to come off the radio. But that's okay, only for 120 days. Then we'll get you right back on the radio the day after you win.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Unless there's a runoff, then you got to go off for 6 more weeks. Then the day after you win, you'll be back on the radio. You can be on the radio and be mayor.
Is that true?
There's no prohibition. Absolutely none. You can be on the radio anytime you want.
It's good to know.
Yeah. So we could actually run. You know what we ought to do, Campbell, the more I think about it? There's an empty office in here. It's right through. You see that window right there?
Yeah.
On the other side of that window is a desk. I use that desk to prepare in the morning. That's
where
I sit. If we just cleared it out, that could be the mayor's office. You could run the entire city from the Blue Water Broadcasting headquarters upstairs, attic edition. The attic with no static could be the headquarters of the mayor.
Yeah, and I think Rick Peters would really like that.
I'm sure he would. Why would he not?
Well.
You know? I think it's going to be phenomenal. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Just remember, we do have those Jack Campbell for Mayor t-shirts. We will be giving them away over the course of the next week or two. Probably 5 of them, give or take. And then we'll figure out what we have left and figure out how to unload the other 15. We got 20 total. 20 total.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well.
So now, if Jack runs for mayor,
yeah,
I know he's got his eye on that governor's seat, but if he runs for mayor, I've got his slogan ready to go.
All right.
It's going to look good on the billboard now.
All right.
If you want your city back, cast your vote for Handsome Jack.
Who has the city now? Where did the city go?
I don't know who's about to who's got it. Somebody's got it in their pocket.
But we just needed something that rhymed with Jack, so we had to go with back.
Well, yeah. Okay. If you want a new mayor, vote for Jack. That just kind of lays there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dull.
It's just crying out for a rhyme.
Exactly.
I like this, Rusty. We're going somewhere. You know,
okay.
What we would need is somebody to put together a montage of radio clips featuring Jack Campbell that really highlight his mayoral gravitas. I think we could put this together.
I don't know if we can, you know, highlight his gravitas or not. It's, you know, we'd lose the life.
We still got to be honest. I don't show my gravitas to just anybody.
I mean, you know, they wouldn't even show Elvis's gravitas on the Ed Sullivan Show, you know?
Right. So.
But I think that slogan, if you run for mayor, I think that needs to go on T-shirts, billboards, bumper stickers, everything, you know?
You know, the question I used to get more than any other was, are you really like that in real life? The question I really get now more than any other is, Jack really running for mayor? And I always say, if that field, as it starts to settle in, does not include somebody Jack Campbell can support, he will be on that ballot. He will be on that ballot.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks in Montgomery that are the perennial candidates. You know, they run for something, but they never win.
Yeah, but those people are not serious candidates.
Well, they get money. You know, yeah. They get government money to run, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, that's a pretty good racket. I should try that, but it'd be my luck, I'd win. And then there, where would I be then? I'd be, you know, meetings and, you know, having to talk to people. And
be like herding cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugging hands, kissing babies or something, shaking babies. I don't know. But
don't be shaking babies.
Speaking of babies, I understand you got another one on the way.
Yeah, I got a third one. I think we have a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it in case it changes.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it violates.
See, the Coleman family has a series of rules for names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go by my middle name, and so I insisted that all of our children go by their first name. No middle name children. So I'm George Barron, but I go by Barron. And I just insisted on it. The second rule was no double names. No double names. So we're not going to, you know, not Billy.
Not Sarah Francis.
Right. I mean, and that was the deal. We'd have no double name children. Like, I got a Clara Francis. Wouldn't that be cute calling her Clara Francis? But no double names. So she's just Clara. This name we've picked out violates one of those two rules. Those are steadfast, hardy rules. Those are on stone tablets handed down on Mount Sinai. And
I like that one.
Which one?
Steadfast Hardy. I like Steadfast Hardy.
Dang it, I gave it away.
Or that exit going to Mobile, Grace Garland.
Grace Garland.
There you go. Already got her name
really
up on the sign.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I like that.
Or Lennox
like
Castleberry.
That. Yeah.
That's an exit going down that way.
Or highlight your gravitas, whichever.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I wrote a little short story one time. There was a building in Bloomington. I rode the public transit, and it was like a 30-minute ride home from the law school to my apartment. And I would sit on the bus and do homework. I would do some reading, or I'd pull out my computer, do some writing. Well, I would pass this this hall. It was a residential hall called Eigenman Hall, and so I just thought that the guy who was named after must have been very wealthy. So I wrote a little short story about a guy named George Eigenman. And I almost, driving back and forth, I used to drive to Mobile a lot for the first job I had when I moved to Montgomery. And I'd see that Castleberry Lennox exit, and I wanted to do the same thing and write a short story about a guy named Lennox Castleberry. Because I think that's a stellar name. You know, if somebody came up to you and introduced themselves, say, what's your name? You said, Lennox Castleberry. That guy's going places.
I'd probably remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a guy who would stick out in traffic. So, anyway.
It's not like when you stick out in traffic in Castleberry because they confiscate your car and put you in jail.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. That's that crooked police department down there.
Lennox Castleberry of the Boston Castleberries. I mean, that would be even better.
Exactly. That's the kind of guy who goes to Exeter and then gets a full ride to Princeton and does crew.
I think he got in trouble, though. He was going around showing people his gravitas. You know?
All right, Rusty, I got to run.
All right, bye-bye.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228 is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Lennox Castleberry and Gravitas Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
It's News and Views. You know, we'll be on till noon. Joey Clark and Dan Morris will come in at noon. Greg Bedell is back in action, even though if you tuned in a few minutes early for this program, you didn't hear him. You heard Jay and me filling in for Greg, but he was just a short break. He'll be back at 3 o'clock on Happy Hour. And then the Joey Clark Radio Hour, 6 p.m. tonight. Got a long day right here. 13 hours of live local talk radio. Sit tight. We'll get some more phone calls inside the break. We got people on hold. We'll be right back.
Miles gone. Oh, I want to come near and give you every part of me. But there's blood on my hands. And my lips are unclean. In my darkness.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 35% off appliance special buys, including the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Carpet Cleaner for just $148. It's quick clean mode with heat force, shortens drying time to less than 45 minutes. Now you can get professional cleaning power for your carpets without the professional cleaning bill. Save up to 35% off appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through February 28th.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
We're Montgomery, Alabama, the place where the bus boycott gave birth to the civil rights movement. Did you know we are also a high-tech hub for education, on the cutting edge of the nation's cyber defense, and home to one of the few internet exchanges in the Southeast? Great shopping, fine dining, a symphony orchestra, one of the largest Shakespearean theaters in the world, and 90 city parks. The capital of dreams. Proud of our past, poised for the future.
Visit DreamMontgomery.com today.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Pet Palace Hotels, the Tri-County area's premier pet resort. Stop by for a tour of Pet Palace Hotels, where we specialize in boarding, grooming, and daycare. Mention this ad to receive $10 off a bath or grooming. Pet Palace Hotels, 565 Pike Road, in between Vaughn Road and Highway 80, a mile from CVS. Like us on Facebook.
Pet Palace Hotels, where your pets are treated like royalty.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Listen to Cranberries for hours.
I love the Cranberries.
There's two concerts on YouTube all the way through that are both phenomenal. One's in France and one's in Germany. And I've listened to both of them all the way through in the last... Actually, I say that. I didn't listen to the last probably two or three songs of the concert in France. But it's a France in 1999, right in their peak, right in their prime. They do a phenomenal... I mean, they rock and roll. And the whole crowd goes nuts all the time. It's phenomenal. Love the Cranberries.
I'll tell you at the break, another reason I love the Cranberries.
But we won't talk about it on air.
On air, I love the way her voice breaks right here. Hold on, you just missed.
Yeah. Does anyone
care? Right there.
Yeah, she has real vocal control over knocking it up and down. We didn't give it up. Ah, just wonderful. Cranberries are phenomenal. 272-9228. You ought to watch one of those concerts. France 99 in particular.
I may do that.
Excellent, excellent. Ken.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, Ken. How are you? 84 joins us. Jack Campbell in the studio.
Great. Good morning, Dr. Keo. Dr. Ken.
What a treat of a trio for all of us out here. Baron, you probably wouldn't go for hyphenated names or nicknames.
Like what?
I can hear it now. I can hear it now down the road. Maybe not too far down the road. Oh, Dad, you're no fun at all. You know?
Well, I'll say this. I do have almost all of my kids go by some form of a nickname, either a shortening of their name or a different name altogether. So Reagan goes by Ray, mostly. Pearson goes by Pierce, mostly. Clara goes by Clara because you can't really shorten it. Then it becomes Claire. That's a different name. Let's see here. Who's number four? Owen. He's Big O or O. He goes by both of those. William goes by Bubby, and George goes by Pie. So they all go by some name other than their name except Clara. And somebody texted me during the break whose lovely daughter has a double name. I'm not knocking double names, but we knew we were going to have a big family. I don't need to start adding names. I have a hard enough time remembering their single names. You know, I don't need to add names to the mix. So,
yeah, well, it sounds like you appropriately, as the family, are handling that, because I was going to tell you, don't worry about it. The siblings and their peers and boyfriends and girlfriends, they're going to take care of all that for you.
Yeah.
They're going to wind up with nicknames, but it sounds like they're pretty well on their way now.
Yeah, I think of the people I went to high school with. One of my best friends, his name was Billy. He goes by Bill now. But everyone I know calls him Butter. And the reason is, he had a hat that was, it was the word butter spelled out in melting butter. And he wore it all the time because we were allowed to wear hats in our high school. And he wore a hat that said butter. So everybody started calling him Butter. To this day, everyone from back home I talk to, when they say, you know, catch up with so-and-so, this is what's going on in his life, they say, you know, Butter, here's where he's working, and here's... I mean, that's just, he goes by Butter.
Well, I went to high school with a boy, and his nickname was Tex. And we had one teacher that was just, I mean, she was just one of those by-the-rules strict people. And she made him write his real name at the top of the paper. He couldn't put Tex, you know, so-and-so. He was 18 at the time, he went and had his name legally changed to Tex so he could write Tex.
Are you serious?
That is the reason he legally changed his name to Tex.
Is it still Tex to this day?
And he's still Tex.
Now, Jack, your nickname.
Yeah,
my Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell. You go by Jack.
My grandfather was
was Fitzgerald.
John Joseph Martin, and he was called Jack. So my real name is John, and so they called me Jack.
You know how many people we just confused when they said Jack's real name was John? Because a lot of people think his name is Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell III.
Well, it is. It's been changed.
And when I was in college, my nickname was Leg.
What does
Jack
that mean?
Leg.
Was it really?
And so it was short in a leg. Yeah, a lot of people call me Leg.
Do people from back then still call you Leg if they see you? That's awesome. I like it when that kind of stuff
happens. That's like people still call me Southern Wood from time to time.
For no particular reason.
Okay, Barrett. All right. I'll set aside.
We have just destroyed Dr. Ken's call.
Well, Barrett should already know, as an attorney, certainly, you don't ever ask a question if you don't have the answer.
Yeah.
Well, he asked a question that essentially begged the question, and Dee Dee had an immediate answer. I'm putting her in for the T-shirt.
All right.
Your question was, well, who owns the city now, or who has the city now, when you were told about...
Oh, take it back,
The slogan. Right. Well, the immediate response was, well, heck, the contractor and creditor cronies of Strange Todd. Those people hold all the chits right now.
You know, and you're not too far from exactly accurate.
I know. No,
because he is exactly accurate.
Almost all the debt we owe went to those folks, and it was hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hey, we own a wonderful garbage recycling plant out there, though. Now
it's a beauty. Mm-hmm. And if you ask WSFA, we got it for less than $1 million.
Yeah,
don't worry about the don't worry about the $30 million debt we picked up on it.
That we were holding already anyway.
Yeah, that we were already the guarantor on. Yeah. So that's a great answer. Tell her I appreciate her contribution.
Yeah, will do. And good luck on the campaign, Jack.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
2729228. Bill.
Good morning.
Morning.
I heard you, Jack, mention Castleberry, and I was just wondering if either one of you guys had had the nerve to get off the interstate and drive through there, and if you did you still have your car when you got to the other end?
That's kind of something that Jack made reference to. That's that crooked police department that makes all the revenue for the whole city based
Absolutely.
On civil forfeiture and ticketing people who come through there.
It's unreal.
Absolutely. I have a friend who experienced that a few years ago, and his car was just a minor traffic infraction they wrote him up for, but they actually impounded his car.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up costing him megabucks.
Oh, yeah. I've heard nightmare stories in Castleberry where thousands of dollars later because they had a light out over their license plate or something. I mean, just ridiculous ticky-tack stuff. They'll impound your car. They'll search it. I think they plant stuff on people there. I really do. And then try to forfeit your car.
It's extortion.
Yeah. And unless you settle with them for like $5,000 to get your car back.
Now, there's places that you've got to know that you better have everything working on your vehicle, and you best not be.
You just better not go through there.
Half of a mile an hour over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that doesn't even matter. I mean, like Jack said, Barron said, sometimes things can still happen. But my friend told me that those officers down there dress in SWAT gear like they're going into a raid.
Yeah, well, it's a rough place, and the Attorney General's office should get a handle of that. That's who should provide oversight and get down there and bust up the crookedness. But we've not had now in close to 8 years a real Attorney General, so... It's no wonder they're going crazy. Hey, we appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Great call. Glad you got through.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Bill was originally on hold, and then his phone dropped. He came back in. So, I was supposed to ask you if the English teacher was Mrs. Boyd. That would not let him change his name to Tex.
I think so.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure that's who it was, and I think I know who that is from.
That's a fellow graduate of your fine academic institution.
Yeah, Miss Boyd was a stickler, and
she didn't let you put Southern Wood on the top of your
paper. If she got it in for you, she had it in for you.
But you were—you had to write your real name. You couldn't put Southern Wood or 84.
No, I had to write 84, but I had to write it out. Yeah, I couldn't put
with
the
hyphen
down
and everything.
Yeah,
I capital F. Terrible.
Exactly, drove me crazy.
We'll be back.
It's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Me and my eyes, me and my heart, me and my eyes.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bring home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, right out there by Chappie's. And it's that time of year again. It's spring cleaning. Time to go through your drawers, see what you're tired of, see what you don't want anymore. Come trade it in for something new. Come walk away with a check, or let us remake it into something absolutely beautiful. Whatever it is, spring cleaning at Marguerite's. Let us refurbish your jewelry. Let us repair your jewelry. Let us trade it in. Let us give you a check. Whatever you care for, come visit us at our new shop on Pepper Tree, right by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
It's time again for the 2018 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 23rd through the 25th at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project. And don't miss Clint Hart from HGTV's Fixer Upper and DIY Network's Woodwork. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record-breaking warmth continues for the week ahead. Patchy fog in spots this morning. Otherwise, partial sunshine today. A very warm day with a high in the low 80s. That would break the record. Some spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s again. That's record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous, perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. I think we'll be in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and upper 70s on Saturday. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama and a great time to remind you to get our weather app on your phone. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome Welcome into News and Views. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon every single day. 84 drops by. I want to ask you, actually, this question's open to both of you, but 84, you were at the event last night. I saw you there. Let me start with Jack because he wasn't there. And we've not talked about this, so he doesn't know our thoughts on the forum. Jack, when you go to a political forum and there's 10 or 12 candidates and they want a time limit to about 80 or 90 minutes, what's the best way to give people the most amount of time and coverage and to allow them to display their political skills for the audience? If you were a candidate on a stage with 11 other candidates, how would you want it to go where it's time limited but you're able to articulate why they should vote for you?
Well,
how would you organize it like that? Or how would you want it?
Stand up and say, you know, what my name is and where I'm from and why I'm running.
Yeah.
And maybe if you have time, a little bit about your background. You know, I've done this, I've done that, you know.
Well, you have 12 candidates. So in a 60-minute hour, that's 5 minutes apiece.
Right.
And there was about another 20 minutes, so it's about six and a half minutes per person is all you're going to get.
Yeah.
How much of that would you want allocated to Q&A, and how much of it would you want allocated to just telling your story?
I would, if I had 6 minutes, I'd spend 4 minutes talking about me and my platform and 2 minutes answering questions.
That's precisely what happened last night. I thought it was a well-run event.
Yeah.
They had 4 minutes to do an opening statement, and then they each took 2 questions, and some of them took 3.
Yeah.
And the questions were 60.
Depending on how complex the question.
Yeah, the questions were 60 to 90 seconds. So I thought it was
But I wouldn't allow surrogates. If you can't be there yourself.
I'm with you.
I don't think you should have a substitute.
I'm with you on that. If a private group is just having the surrogate, that's fine. And the other thing was, if you're going to have a surrogate, and
let all surrogates speak.
If another surrogate from the same race shows up on short notice, she's entitled to come in too, I would think.
Yeah.
And what we mean by that is, and I love Ben Dupre, I love Rich Hobson, Becky, the Tea Party groups, they're all fantastic over there. But Ben Dupre was able to be a surrogate on behalf of Rich Hobson last night, who's running for Congressional District 2.
Right.
Lynn Bright, who's an excellent orator, a dynamite presenter in her own right, showed up because Bobby had somewhere else to be. Bobby Bright, her husband, who's running for that same seat, and she wasn't able to speak.
Did not allow her to speak?
I think the confirmation that you are going to be there, you know, they have to have some kind of order and know who's going to show up.
Yeah.
And so I think she arrived maybe either at the event or shortly before the event saying, I'd like to speak. If he's going to have a surrogate, I'd like to speak on behalf of Bobby.
You know,
I think in that situation, you make room for that one extra person.
Dismuke made an odd comment on his opening statement. He said something to the effect, because that's right when I was walking in. I got there a little bit late. And Dismuke said something about, how did he word it, Baron? He said something to the effect of, I'm glad to be here, even though it was on very short notice that I found out about it or something. Like, he wasn't...
Well, that's the other thing, too. And Becky's on hold, and I'll ask her in a second, how were people notified and what efforts to get them there? Because, it concerned me a little bit with Lynn Bright being when left out, but another surrogate in the same race being able to come in. And we'll ask her about it. That's fine. Something else Will Dismuke said, he kept saying, he said it twice or three times, I'm a bivocational pastor. But at first, I thought he said bilocational pastor, like he bilocates, meaning two places at the same time. And I thought, man, that would be really convenient if you're campaigning, if you can bilocate and be two places at the same time. Because when you're in the middle of a campaign, can you think of anything, any better skill than being able to be in front of two groups at the exact same time? Presenting? I kept thinking he was saying bi-locational.
What the hell is a bivocational?
That means he's part-time.
He's a working pastor.
Yeah, he's part-time preacher.
Oh, okay.
If he'd have been there last night, you would have known it, because he made sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, bivocational, I guess, is longhand for part-time pastor.
I'm not a big fan of preachers running for political office.
And he made reference to that. He even said, I know a lot of you guys are leery anytime a preacher runs for office. And then he gave an explanation for why you shouldn't be.
Okay.
So, I'm with you, though. I'm a little leery about it. But he seems like a really good kid.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, that's what he seemed like to me.
He's a better presenter at 28 than most people are at 58.
Yeah.
But he did come off as a little youthful. in some of his presentations.
Were Mike Holmes and Dusty Devon both there?
Yeah, both of them were there.
How'd they do?
Mike did fine. Dustin did fine. Dustin was a little passionate at times.
Yeah.
Mike, you know Mike's delivery. He's very calm and not ruffled.
Serious.
Yeah, very serious. He's serious. I mean, he's a, you know, 35 years in business, and I mean, you develop sort of a.
Well, he's like the grandfather in the race, and Dustin is like the new kid on the block. You know? And there was a clear contrast.
There's a contrast.
There. And I think Dustin, and I even told him afterward, I said, you're a little bit too excited. And I don't know if he was trying to, you know, make sure he got out. I'm the young, youthful, energetic guy. And Mike was like talking to your granddaddy. You know, he just, well, here's what we're doing, and here's what we're going to keep doing, and we're going to continue to do it. And these are the things we need to change. And, you know, he's very measured personality.
No, I thought they had a... it was an interesting contrast. It was the only race where there was an interesting contrast. Because Rusty Glover and Will Ainsworth are basically both the same kind of candidate. You know, they're both in the legislature. They're both ultra, ultra right-wing conservatives. They're both pretty good speakers and presenters.
Mm-hmm.
Will Barfoot and Ronda Walker. They basically said the same thing.
Except Will is, I mean, he hammered home his point in something, I think you talked about it yesterday or maybe last week, term limits. And I'm sitting here in my head, all I can hear is, how you gonna get it out of committee? How you gonna get it out of committee? How you gonna get it out of committee?
You can't.
You know,
because it's dead.
But he stayed on point. You know? And Rhonda did well too. And that's the one I was most looking at.
Well, let me tell you, the two I thought did the best all night, and then I'll bring Becky in because I know she wants to add to this discussion. The two candidates, there were 12 candidates on there. The two who did the best, bar none. Period. End of story. Alice Martin and Rhonda Walker.
Really? Yes,
without a doubt, I thought they were the best. Most confident, most smooth, even-keeled. Rusty did a pretty good job, but he was a little too subdued. Mike did a good job. He was a little too subdued. But, man, that Alice Martin, I'll tell you what, she is compelling in person. She's going to be on the show with us tomorrow at 10, by the way, Jack.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Tea Party Becky.
Hey, you know, I love this conversation. It's great. And I want to add on, when we got home, Eric said, well, I was won over last night. And I said, oh, yeah? Which candidate was that? And he said, Alice Martin.
Yeah,
man,
she was compelling.
She is awesome. And the first time I heard her speak was at the Welcome Back rally, 6 weeks ago or whatever, when the legislature opened. I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
She spoke, and I was like, wow, she is sharp. She is on the ball. I would love to see all four of them together, because I really have not heard Troy King. You know, he's kind of been out of things for several years. I don't know a whole lot about Chess Bedsole, who's running. And then Steve Marshall, when I heard him speak, I thought he was great. But I would love to see all four of them. But she is very impressive.
That's a heavyweight battle. And I'll say this.
Yes.
I've known Troy King a long time, as has Jack. I consider him a good friend.
Certainly.
He has, I think, the best political instinct of anyone I've ever just sat and talked to in Alabama.
Well, he's
politics.
Got name recognition, too.
Oh, yeah. And
which when, really goes.
When I say political instinct, I mean the guy understands human nature and what connects and what should be done in a given time, when to speak, when to be quiet, when to address something that's brewing, and when to let it go. He's really, really, really good. I mean, I know he lost to Luther back in 2010. But that was kind of a perfect storm against an incumbent candidate. Likely will never see that confluence of events ever again take place, with the gambling grand juries going on and the leaks out of the grand juries and all the different things that were going on. And it did look bad for Troy. But, you know, he's been great in private practice. He's a friend. He's got great political instinct. He's going to be a monster in that race.
Mm-hmm.
Chess Bedsole has a lot of money. You know, anytime you have a lot of money in a statewide race, you're game.
He has
you're in the family game.
Money.
I kind of think that race, to me, is the most exciting race to watch.
Bar none.
I am really looking forward to other forums out there and really want to see all of them. Because I'm sure they're all good candidates and they're all
Can I ask what happened with Lynn Bright last night?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did, and it's your event. It's none of my, of our business how you run it, but it seems to let one surrogate speak and not another seems a little partisan.
No, you know what? She didn't even ask to speak. I met her. I didn't even know who she was. She came up to me and she said, "Hey, I'm Lynn Bright." And I said, "Oh, great." And, you know, was happy that she was there. Bobby Bright was not someone I was able to get a hold of. So she had heard through the grapevine about the event. I was very glad she came. She didn't ask to speak. I didn't think about even, you know, everything was happening so fast. I didn't even think about asking her to step up on the stage. If she would have asked, I would have let her.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like I was trying to hold her back or anything. And she did mention to me, she said, you know, we are being challenged and we may not even be on the ballot as of next week, but, you know, and I thanked her for being there and of course was sure to introduce her to people and she's now on our email list, which is good. But anyway, it was not any, I didn't do anything on purpose to try to keep her down.
Yeah, no, and I knew
there
was an innocent explanation. I just didn't know what it was.
Okay, well, that's good because, you know, Becky, you probably feel like I do about this, that considering what Martha did and wrote a press release saying, not only am I not going to vote for him, I'm not going to support him and all this about Trump, yet she gets to stay on the ballot. You know,
I mean, that's as good as endorsing Hillary Clinton.
I mean, really, to me.
Yeah.
And if you're going to endorse the Democrat presidential nominee and you're going to be on the Republican ballot, you know, Richard Shelby changed parties. I mean, hell, everyone in Alabama changed parties at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except Jack Campbell.
Except Jack Campbell and apparently Alice Martin and Troy King, because I know Troy was going door to door for Wallace like when he was 10. You know,
well, Wallace was a Democrat.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Whoever ran against him. I'm trying to think of his
Emory.
Name. Emory, yeah. When he was like 10 years old. That was a crucial catch there, Jack. Thank you. It's been a while. You know, some of these guys have been Republicans long time, but you could fit the entire Republican, you know, voting population on a postage stamp back then.
Yeah, and I mean, Steve Marshall was a Democrat DA.
Like 2 years ago, he was a Democrat.
Yeah, so, I mean,
you know, after Bobby Bright was a Democrat, Steve was still a Democrat. So if he's going to remain on the ballot, they don't need to be throwing people off the ballot unless it's egregious.
Well, and we'll see how this plays out. I think we'll know the answer by the end of the week.
I know.
Like I said before, you know, if Bobby is allowed to stay, he's got great name recognition. A lot of people really like him. That will become a really hot race, I think. And, you know, I think Martha's in trouble anyway. Her numbers aren't looking great. She does have a lot of money. But I think with Bobby in there, it's a seat she could lose easily. But before you go, I know you probably have to hit a break. I want to just let people know there is an event tomorrow at the State House, and I will be putting it on the homepage at WetumpkaTeaParty.com. It's a Second Amendment Day, and 11 o'clock at the State House will be some information on how to lobby for gun rights and some information about some of the bills that are going through. It's really going to be a great time. It's going to be in room 428. So if anybody's retired or has the day off or is a homeschool family, want to bring your kids, this is a great way. Eagle Forum and Alabama Gun Rights Incorporated are putting this event on, and I just want to invite people out. And again, I'll be putting it on the Wetumpka Tea Party page here in just about an hour or so.
And leave your pistol at home, even though it's a gun rights.
Leave your pistol, you got to go through the metal detectors. Yeah. So you
not
can't
to get into our schools,
you,
but to get into the State House where those precious, delicate flowers are. All right, Becky, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for coming last night.
Yeah, no problem. It was a great event, a classy event. Enjoyed it. It's funny, Jack, because you didn't know the format.
Yeah.
And you nailed the format.
He did. I mean, it was spot on.
4 minutes, intro, couple of questions and a minute each. I mean, it was fantastic.
I'm glad to know Alice did well.
Oh, I'm telling you, I think Alice and Rhonda were head and shoulders.
And say, I missed Alice. I didn't get there before.
You missed a show. She is very compelling.
Well, and Eric was back there by the sound, but he told me the same thing. He said she was really good.
Find a video of it and watch it. It's a 9-2. We'll be back.
I walked in on a song. It was against the law. Hoodoo mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And stretch, lady.
This hurts. Isn't there another way to relieve stress?
Well, we can head over to Wind Creek Montgomery. They're giving away a trip for two to their Caribbean resort, the Renaissance Aruba Resort and Casino. And they're throwing in $1,000 cash.
You think we have a chance?
We've got five chances. We can earn entries between now and March 10th. And on the 10th, Wind Creek Montgomery is giving away trips to five lucky winners. Hey, girl, where are you going?
I'm heading to Wind Creek Montgomery. The Caribbean awaits.
And breathe.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 35% off appliance special buys, including the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Carpet Cleaner for just $148. Its quick clean mode with heat force shortens drying time to less than 45 minutes. Now you can get professional cleaning power for your carpets without the professional cleaning bill. Save up to 35% off appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through February 28th.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop-off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Montgomery Subaru, Montgomery Eye Physicians, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just when I've begun to get myself to
love Dolly Parton.
She's got a timeless sound. But you love her for different reasons.
You know what? You know what you call Dolly Parton floating down Pentwalla Creek?
Bosoms.
Islands in the stream.
You like to go across the Dolly Parton Bridge?
She's got a bridge named after him.
I bet she thinks that's the funniest thing on earth.
You know what's funny is, that's how they refer to it on the news and traffic updates and everything
yeah.
else. They're like, there's a wreck getting onto the Dolly Parton Bridge, so you might want to take an alternate route over the river there. Like, what, huh? You can't say that on TV.
Oh,
but
yes,
then
you
go,
can.
You know, I'm not big on heights, you know, at all. I have never been over the Dolly Parton Bridge where my hands didn't shake a little bit and get sweaty. And
my niece has to pull over and let somebody else drive.
Going over that bridge?
Yeah, my sister-in-law, too. They can't do
it. That's one of the scariest. If you don't like heights, that's one of the scariest bridges. And it's because of the size of those steel Dolly Parton representatives that come down over that bridge.
Yeah,
and they're just so massive.
They're so up there.
The treetops are so far below you.
I know.
I'm telling you, I get a cold sweat feeling going over that. One day I'll have a heart attack going over that bridge.
Well, if you're ever on I-10 and you go over at Baton Rouge, the Mississippi River, and there's always traffic, and I was inching up to the top one day. It was a lot of traffic, and it stopped, and I'm on top, and it rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, on the Dolly Parton Bridge?
No,
I-10 Bridge.
I-10 Bridge.
Bridges move. It's a freaky feeling. I had something blow off the back of my truck one day. And just, I mean, I think it was on the River Bridge up there.
Yeah.
And I had to walk out there and get it. And, you know, you're walking
it's
there.
It's about 8 or 10 inches of sway. Yeah.
And you're sitting there bouncing.
Yeah.
And
well, the one going over the Alabama River Bridge bounces more than any bridge I've ever been on. And I don't know if it's cheap Chinese steel that's bending or if it was designed that way. But that bridge, if you stop on it, your car will go up and down 8 or 10 inches.
Where's this?
The river bridge going north on 65.
Oh, really?
Is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, that's why your car bounces. It's not your car bouncing. Oh, it's the bridge.
The bridge, that bridge bounces.
Well, breathes.
Well, it's terrifying is what it is. Absolutely terrifying.
So we're having Alice Martin on tomorrow.
Yeah, she'll be on at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I talked to her last night, confirmed that she's going to be here. She is excited about it, looking forward to it, wants to make her case to the people of Montgomery.
I told her we wouldn't beat her up too badly when I first mentioned it.
Why would you lie to her like that?
I know.
I told her last night, I kind of joked, I said, I've never been mean to a guest, ever. And the only one I've really ever put in an awkward, uncomfortable situation was Artur Davis. But come on, man. You got caught on Ashley Madison.
Well, and Mo Brooks.
I had to ask about it.
And Mo.
Well, I didn't know. The Mo thing, I was trying to give him an out.
That was the... I mean, that was...